We called the director of the James Webb Space Telescope program yesterday. Before the interview started, we asked him to test a line, and the NASA official naturally gave a countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
You expect the rockets to start at some point. Greg Robinson is credited with saving the James Webb Space Telescope. It had struggled with missed deadlines and engineering malfunctions over years of manufacturing. But the telescope made it into space, and this week NASA released images of distant galaxies that took people's breath away. When you looked at the first images from the telescope, what did you see?
Well, I was just in awe. It brings the picture to life, the image to life. And each one of them, from the deep field to exoplanets, all the way through. So, yes, just like the rest of the world, I was stunned.
How long did it take to reach this moment?
Long before I came on, over 20 years. People like John Mather, Nobel laureate at Goddard, was one of the pioneers of getting Webb going. As time went on, it became a real program and a real project. Many others were involved. Over the years, about 20,000 people around the globe.
20,000?
More than 20 years, yes. And when you look at the industrial base, you look at NASA and all of our partners and our partners' industrial bases in other countries across 29 states in the U.S. and 14 countries around the world, that's a lot.
What shape was this project in when you first took over several years ago?
So I took over just over 4.5 years ago. Right after I came on a couple of months or so, that's when we had the issue with the fasteners coming off on the SunShield cover during acoustics testing.
What happened?
Well, in acoustics tests, that's when we simulate the noise vibration from the rocket as we launch. So some of the fasteners came off. We have these covers that go over the SunShield when it's folded up, and they have to unfold in space so we can release it. Mm-hmm. Some of those fasteners came off. So that was a big blow that set us back about 10 months and many millions of dollars. So what that did, that kind of opened a space for us to look at the entire spacecraft over a several month period. We call them audits. And we found a few cases where we had to make some minor corrections, but nothing that would have been catastrophic to the mission.
Did you have any moments when you thought this might not work?
Never. As we moved closer to launch, and even as we launched, I never had a concern on the outcome. My biggest concern was, let's get on with it already and get to the launch site and get it off the ground.
I'm curious about you because you are a career NASA employee. Did you think about space when you were a kid?
Other than Apollo, I did not. Certainly, I was around when we landed on the moon. That was quite exciting as well. And I often refer to Webb as our Apollo moment today. But no, space was not high on my list.
I am looking at a sentence in your bio here. Robinson was the 9th of 11 children born to tobacco sharecroppers in rural Virginia.
Yes.
Does that feel a long way from NASA to you?
That's a long way from NASA. Not just feel, it is. Yeah, so you know, the history of the country, certainly in the South, tobacco was king when I was a kid. Sharecropping was a product, if you will, to use my own terms, a long stretch product from slavery through Jim Crow into sharecropping, and some sharecropping still goes on today. Not that all of that's bad.
I guess we should explain for people, sharecropping means you don't own the land, but you do farm it, and you have to give a large part of the crop to the person who owns the land.
Yeah, that's part of it. That's the simple version. There are a lot of nuances in there. You know, who keeps the books, right? And who alters the books? As you go through that process, there are winners and there are losers. And it keeps the losers tied to the farm so they can never get away.
How'd you get off that farm?
So I was halfway decent in math and science. I really enjoyed it. And I thought I was a top-notch football player. And for my high school and my county and my district, I probably was. So I got a scholarship, football scholarship to go to Virginia Union University in Richmond. And I often say I played at football. I was good in my area. But when I got to college, the real athletes showed up. And that was a big difference. But it was really my ticket to get to college.
You were just good enough to get onto your real life.
That's right. Absolutely. And when I was in college, when I was at Howard, had friends who were doing internships out at the Goddard Space Flight Center right outside of D.C. And they really enjoyed it. They made it sound great. And I will say, once you walk through the gate and get started, the bug bites you fast and the bug never stops biting.
Is there anything you learned growing up in rural Virginia that is still applicable as you do this very high-tech job?
So there, I would say a couple of things. You know, I learned to work with many different types of people, certainly black and white. Of course, going through school desegregation was quite interesting. I learned a lot there. And one of the things I learned is not everyone is bad who doesn't look like me. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of good folks who don't look like me. And we have a lot of things in common. So that was one piece. The other was just playing sports. And I tried to play everything I could. I just enjoyed it. The teaming part was critically, critically important to learning life's lessons, leading and following. Both of those really helped shape me early on. And of course, a really good, strong family was important as well.
What do you do now?
So I worked myself out of a job. My job was to get us to launch and through commissioning. So that means it's time for me to go away.
Maybe you can just run off to an exoplanet.
Yeah, so I'm certainly considering retirement. Of course, I have a lot of knowledge and experiences, life and professional. So I still plan to do some things, but it's time to go with the next phase of life.
Well, Gregory Robinson, thanks for taking the time. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.